It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Tomorrow, Peace Lutheran Church in Las Cruces will host a family fiesta benefiting refugee programs. To learn more, Emily Guerra talked with Border Servant Corps Executive Director Kari Lenander and Site Coordinator Sylvia Dorado.
I've been so grateful for the way that the community has come together to work with our families in particular. We see people joining together beyond political division, beyond religious division, imagine the many divides that exist. We have been so blessed to witness and really firsthand experience how communities can come together just in the way that we've been able to receive the families.
Well, there's a special event coming up on August the 31st on Saturday, Celebrando las Americas, Celebrating the Americas. It's a family fiesta featuring books, art, food, and music. So this is a free event at Peace Lutheran Church, 1701 East Missouri Avenue. And so you'll be doing this in collaboration with Casa Camino Real Bookstore, with Denise Chavez, and also with Libros para el Viaje, books for their journey, right? So let's talk about that a little bit. So how is this going to benefit the refugee families?
So actually, when I was working as a volunteer, Denise would come to our hospitality center and donate books to our children and our adults for their travel, for, you know, their flight or, you know, their travel wherever their sponsor city was. It was one of the highlights for the volunteers, because to see the children's eyes light up, and even the adults were very excited to be receiving a book, you know, as a gift. And so it was probably the best part of the hospitality center. And we want to keep that spirit going. You know, the books were donated. The children were very happy. The adults were very happy. And we actually planned several events around Libros para el Viaje. You know, for Easter, we actually did an Easter event, giving the kids free books and Easter eggs. And so we had a little party for them. And it was really nice to incorporate that with the books, because it was a highlight of their time at the hospitality centers.
Well, there's going to be a lot to do on this Saturday, August the 31st. So at 9 o'clock, you start up with a pop-up book sale that's going to run all day.
So a pop-up book sale is just what it sounds like. We're going to turn our Peace Lutheran Church into a bookstore / literary kind of event. We'll have somebody telling cuentos to the children. We'll have music. We're also going to be having a silent auction. So everybody needs to come out and enjoy. There's going to be lots of books in Spanish, unique books that are hard to find at our normal, regular bookstores. So especially if you're interested in Spanish books, this is the event for you.
And bilingual books as well, with children's writers and artists. So a storyteller, Ada Lucia Kwan, that's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Lotería game for children and adults with book prizes. As Denise said, that's her word, snackecitos, little snacks with aguas frescas, fresh waters and Mexican snacks at noon. And then again, the Celebrando las Americas concert with these Albuquerque artists, Jesus Chuy Martinez and Otilio Ruiz. They do Latin American music. You wind up with a reception with café and pastelitos and the silent auction. Now, since you don't have as many refugees coming in, you think that they're still going to be coming?
That is a really good question. I think that's the question many people are asking. What we're kind of operating under at this point is we are ready to receive people if and or when people are in need of reception. Until that time, we are focusing on supporting the families who are in Juarez right now. So all of the donations, including everything from toiletries and clothing and food, which also includes now books, are things that are now needed in Juarez at some of the shelters. And so we have a specific list, and all the items need to be brand new and in their original packaging in order for us us to most easily cross them over the international boundary.
And do you have this list on your website?
We do. We do. So if anyone wants to look up the specific list, they can look at borderservantcorps.org or also our Facebook. So the items that we're receiving will still benefit the families, just not here in Las Cruces until families are released again in Las Cruces.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Kari Lenander and Sylvia Dorado at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.